Back here on this gorgeous Tuesday morning, Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here at Patron Platinum Club inside Bridgestone Arena. Tonight's the Predators and Flames. Final home game of the regular season. Finish up things in Colorado and Arizona on Thursday and Friday. Now joined by Preds GM David Poile. David, good morning. How you doing?
Last week of the season. Wow. Time flies when you're having a good time. Or in this case, a little bit of a pressure situation for playing after 79 games, having three games to play and still not in the playoffs yet, or having the standings determined or who you play in the playoffs. So it's probably exactly the way the movie script was supposed to be written. But here we go tonight, biggest game of the year tonight.
No doubt about it. 2 points and you're in. What did you learn from this Calgary team, the team that the Predators beat last week in a shootout here, a fun game? What did you see from them that fans can expect to see tonight in this matchup, which could be a first-round matchup as well?
Yeah, there's no question to me that Colorado and Calgary right now are the top teams in our conference, if you will. I think you've got some teams coming on hard, like Edmonton, you know, right now. Minnesota and St. Louis are top teams also, but they've had that consistency all year long. I think what you see is what you get. They've got a star goaltender in Markstrom. They've got a defense that has been probably a little bit underrated and is huge in terms of size, and they're also producing probably more than people thought offensively. And they have a top line that could have all three guys get 40 goals, which is amazing. So they got a little bit of everything. The power play is about the same as ours, which is one of the top power plays in the league. The penalty killing is really, really good. And there's no question, I think whoever plays these guys, it's going to be a physical series. So, you know, from that standpoint, I think we match up, you know, pretty well with them in that physical area. But I think that, you know, the difference right now has just been their consistency. They're a little bit more of a veteran team than we are. Meaning they have a little bit more experience. But I like the way we played against them in both the games. One was early in the year, and the other one was, of course, last week. So I know this game means more to us than it does to them. But I think it's again a win here tonight, and playing well against them, you know, bodes well for, you know, our chances against them if we were to match up with them in the playoffs.
You recalled Matthew Olivier from Milwaukee. Is that in anticipation of him being in the lineup tonight?
I would think so. I mean, we've only been carrying 13 forwards. We're looking for a little bit more depth. Olivier's had a hard season, a little bit injured in the training camp in the start of the year, and he's doing a little bit of a procedure on him, and this last month or so he's played his best hockey of the year down in Milwaukee. And as we all know, last year he was a regular member of our team, killed penalties, played that very physical game, and I think this is also, you know, just getting geared up for the playoffs lack of a better word, I guess challenge all of our players that we need their best game every night, and we're not afraid to use in this case now all 14 of our forwards. So I'm pretty sure Matthew will draw into the lineup tonight.
I won't ask you about Philip Forsberg. I think Chase has trademarked that, so I don't want to
not today
get hit with a fine. So I'm going to leave that for him. I want to ask you, because the guy we talked a lot about last year and kind of coming into this season, just get your assessment going into game 80. So a full regular season almost in the books. Just your assessment of how you think Elli Tolvanen has done this year.
I think it's, as I talked earlier, you just asked me how our team compared to Calgary. I think they've been more consistent in terms of their, not only their team player, but specifically their individual player. And I think we have some, you know, younger players that have had, you know, some ups and downs. I mean, totally, we're wanting to be an offensive player. He's been given some good opportunities this year, but now his ice time has been reduced. I think any offensive player, when you discuss with them their role or their ability to produce, would always come back to, I need to have a certain amount of ice time to be able to produce. And so right now we're kind of between a rock and a hard place with Tolvi. He was in a good position in the last game playing with Ryan Johansson and Phil Tomasino on arguably our second line. But, you know, right now we need to see more of him on a consistent basis, and that's why he has been, you know, a healthy scratch in a couple of the games lately.
I wanted to ask you, because every time we bring this up, or every time we're talking about maybe the, you know, scoring is down a little bit, we get a lot of reaction from fans on our text line or calls. And I mean, you're the one to ask. You're the one to truly answer this. I don't ever really have a good answer other than he's been producing in Milwaukee, but you chose to bring up Cody Glass. We just talked about Matthew Olivier. And fans always, when we talk about somebody coming up, Rocco Grimaldi always gets brought up. Is he on the radar? Is he an option? He's, like I said, he's had a really good season in Milwaukee, but I don't really ever know how to answer it. And you're the right one to, you know, ask this question to. Is he in the plans at any point?
Well, the first part of the answer is that he's injured, and he's been injured for the last almost a month and a half.
Oh, has it been that long? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was playing great down there. He's over 20 goals in a relatively short period of time, half a year basically down in Milwaukee. So he was playing great, but he's been out with a shoulder injury for like six weeks. He's,
okay.
They just said he's starting to skate, and he's hoping to be able to come back for the end of the playoffs, whether it would be here or in Milwaukee, but he's still a ways away, so he's not an option, you know, right now, and hasn't been an option for the last month or so.
That's got to be one of the easiest questions I've asked, huh? I mean, geez, that was a piece of cake. I do want to get your thoughts, because you know we've had these, and I don't want to get you in trouble, and you can say whatever you need to say, but again, we've had these discussions about goalie interference, and David, you're in these meetings, so that's why I'm asking you, and maybe you can just kind of lend some insight in what's being discussed. But the whole, I mean, I even tweeted it out on Sunday night. Like, I think this is goaltender interference, and I think this goal is not going to count. But then I, in the same breath, when I'm in my tweet, said, but I know that I'm, you know, it's a coin flip. It's like 50-50. I truly never know what they're coming back with. And sure enough, they came back with, of course, that the goal counted. And the next thing you know, it's a 5-on-3 situation. Why do we have that mindset that call is a 50-50 call whenever I sit there and look at it and say, I don't understand how that goal could count?
Mm-hmm. Well, in our infinite wisdom to protect the goaltenders, we've brought this rule into place. I mean, basically, that's as simple as I could say it, is that we do not want people running goalies. We don't want the crease. He has a blue area that's supposed to be his area, and it's all well intended. But now when you get to the specifics of calling it, it gets up to it. I'll use your phrase, a 50-50 situation. The people in Toronto, along with the referees, it's the same people every night that are making these calls. From that standpoint, I think we should all agree that if anybody would have the best and most consistent ability to make the right call in a consistent manner, it would be these people. When we looked at it, we felt, as you did, that this was a challengeable thing, that Middleton lost his edge and slid into Rittich, and thus he impeded his ability to stop the puck. The NHL and the referees felt that Luke Cunning's stick actually touched Middleton's skate blade, which in effect had him falling down. So in your expression of 50-50, which might also be my expression in this case, they were 100% on board that this was not goaltender interference, and Middleton's slide into the net with the actions of Cunning's stick hitting his skate. So that's their explanation, and that's their call.
We're talking to David Poile, Predators general manager, who joins us every Tuesday at 11:15. And obviously there's one goal in mind for the team to win the Stanley Cup, but you know, this is a historic year for individual accolades. Obviously, Roman and the year that he's had, being over 90 points now. Duchesne and Forsberg are at 80 points and over 40 goals, or at 40 goals. You have Johansson that's had more goals since he's been the most goals since he's been a Predator. So when you look at those individual performances and having so many of those accolades for the first time in franchise history. How cool is that?
It's really, really good. I mean, again, there's been so many good things about this season, especially when you look at our off season and some of the things that we did, which most of them were very unpopular with our fans. And I think people wondered about the direction of our team. But just the things that you've mentioned, in addition, Yussi Saros has played as inheriting the position from Pekarinen's, played as a top goaltender all year long. You get good stories of some of the younger players coming into our lineup, like and scoring 24 goals and being a physical presence. You've got Tomasino, who's slowly but surely moving up the lineup. And, I think he's got 30 points and for the amount of minutes that he's played. I think that's fantastic. So there's a lot of things to be happy with, and there's a lot of things to look forward to. So when we talk like this, you think it'll be easier to make the playoffs, but I guess that just shows you how tough this league is and how competitive it is. And how many other teams have really good players. But, overall, again, knock on wood, hopefully we can make the playoffs this year tonight for sure. And I like, how what I would say have turned the corner from going from one of the oldest teams in the league to, I believe we're the eighth youngest team in the league at the end of the game tonight with, some really good upside from almost all of our team, which is where I want to be.
With Saros, he's played 66 games this year, and I looked it up that's the second most that Pekka ever played in his career. Pekka's most was in 11-12 when he played 73 games, which was the most by a lot. But is that something that you really think about, that you want to look at moving forward of just the number of games, or is that just where the game has gone, that your number one goaltender is going to play anywhere from 65 to 70 games a year?
I think it's something we want to discuss in the off season about what we'll be doing with our goaltending and what our first and our second goaltender ideally should play. Again, we went through another year where COVID was a little bit of a problem, and we had a lighter schedule because of canceled games. We got rescheduled games like in March and April, and we had a very light. February because of this supposed Olympic break that never took place. So it set up for Juice to play a lot of games. And then here we are near the end of the season where we're playing 3 games in 4 nights. And that's not the most ideal situation. So again, I can't really ask more of how Juice has played. And, but to your point, I think this is something which we do every year that we will, address next year as we're building our lineup and thinking about, our first, second goaltender and how many games they should be playing with more of an ideal situation. I think just the last thought on this is that we would end up in a normal schedule, I'd say anywhere from 15 to maybe a maximum of 20 back-to-back games. That to me feels like, at a minimum, that's what the number should be for your second goaltender playing, the second half, first half of back-to-back games. And, you throw in some fatigue and other things. So, I think 20 to 25 games is probably the number when we have a strong number one goalie like Juice that we'd probably like to have.
Should be a fun one tonight, David. Final home game of the regular season. Thanks for doing this as always, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much. See you tonight.
All right. That is David Poile, Predators general manager. We'll come back and discuss this team next. You're on the DDC ESPN 102.5 The Game.